This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's destroy lives.
No, help.
Oh boy.
Help, help.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Late Debate.
What's going on?
We have a lovely couple today. Kenny and April are here. They are disagreeing about what's going to happen for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Love is in the air on the Slacker Show.
April won the toss. She gets to go first. April?
Yay!
Yay! What's the scuttlebutt?
Yeah, so my husband, Kenny, and I, right, we have decided we're going to save money to redo our basement, okay?
Okay.
We spend a lot of money throughout the year. We have two kids. They're in elementary school. They cost a lot of money. But this project we've been wanting to do for a really long time.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. And so we've been excited. I've cut way down on my spending. I, like, don't shop at Amazon anymore. I've been really frugal. I've been, like, cutting coupons like my mom and my grandma used to do. Like, just, I've been really, really frugal. But Kenny says that now we can't go out for Valentine's Day. And it is, like, my most important holiday ever. Like, we go all out. It's, like, it's more important than our anniversary because, like, I'm treated like a princess and I love it. And
are you being serious right now? Like, because I've known people who are like, I don't care about Christmas. I'm more of a Halloween person or whatever. I've never heard of a person who Valentine's Day is their day. That it really is your day?
It is hands down my favorite day of the year. Like, my favorite colors are red and pink because of Valentine's Day. Like, we get, like, an Uber black and we go out to a really fancy dinner.
That's cute.
Yes, and, like, I know I'm going to get flowers and chocolates and a card. Like, I'm treated like a queen. And, like, it's so special. It's been this way, like, even since when I was a kid, right? Like, my mom would make, like, pink mashed potatoes and, like, make it this, like, big deal.
Okay.
And so it's always been, like, this
amazing. You're giving me anxiety, April. Okay.
Why?
No, it's just, that's a lot. That's just a lot.
The pink mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Come in a box.
So you don't, in your brain, you can't scale it down. It's all or nothing.
Yeah. No, it's like I've been scaling everything else down. Why do I have to scale this one thing down? It's my favorite day. Like, it's like how much, like, a kid loves Christmas is how much I love Valentine's Day. And it's always been that way. And Kenny knows that.
So when you agreed to budget for the basement,
yeah,
you didn't imagine this would be one of the cuts.
No, it didn't. Like, it just, no, it didn't even enter into my mind. It's like when someone's like, hey, do we need to exchange birthday presents this year? And you say no to everyone, but your husband always still gets you a birthday present because he knows he has to.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this felt like.
All right. Let's get Kenny in here. Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are them pink mashed potatoes, brother? What's your side of this?
Well, first off, I kind of feel I'm being unfairly painted as someone who's, I'm doing Valentine's Day just because it's her day and it's such a chore and I'm just have to make it to it. You know, I dig Valentine's Day too. It's one of my favorite holidays. I mean,
okay, then why don't you want to do anything?
Because we said we were going to cut back so we could get all this done in 1 year. We're giving up one Valentine's Day. Doing this forever.
It's none of my business.
That we were cutting.
I just have to ask, what, like, because like I know if you go to a really nice restaurant and you Uber black and you live in the burbs, like that car alone is probably 200 round.
When if it's on, at least and on Valentine's Day.
We also get each other very nice gifts as well. It's not just, I don't just give her a card and flowers. We get each other nice stuff.
Okay, so we're talking probably $1,000 or more dollars. I'm just being... I mean, that's significant. When you're trying to finish a basement, that's like...
That's a big piece.
That's like a chunk of your bathroom. That's like
one,
vanity.
It's just for this year. It's one Valentine's Day.
Okay. And so...
And I'm giving up something, too. I kind of feel like I'm being like the one who's punting because I'm being a Scrooge. That's absolutely not the case.
Yeah, but if it really is the one day that April, like she said, it didn't even like occur to her that we would not do this because it's become such a routine or a tradition for you guys. Do you feel like you maybe should have specified like, and that means no Valentine's, or is it you got it? She wouldn't have been on board with that.
I think. I kind of assumed it was, you know, we gave up stuff for her birthday, gave us stuff for my birthday. It didn't occur to me to get it spelled out in writing and have it notarized when we were getting the basement done.
Okay, let me.
I mean, we said we were cutting back on everything. We got to just for a year. We're gonna live close to the bone, and it would all be done, and it wouldn't be hanging over our heads.
Okay, let me get the phone number in here real quick. 303-222-5423. You can call that, pick a side. You can text that, pick a side. April, don't you want the basement done? I mean, isn't it worth it to you this day has just been like life defining, and you'd rather put the basement off even a week or 2 weeks or whatever just because.
We're already in the process of the basement. Like, I know it is going to get finished, right? Like, but like, I don't know. I want my Valentine's Day first before he gets his man cave. Like, you know,
stop. I call BS right there. The man cave, it's like such a small part. The rest of that, there's another giant bedroom down there for a guest bedroom for like her parents come over a lot. There's a lot of room for the kids because you can't always have them stampeding upstairs.
Wait a minute. Is there a man cave
very,
element?
Very unfair.
Hold on, Kenny. But like, you buried something here. She has to give up something she wants for something you want.
It's something that we all want. The man cave is not just something for me. It's access to the whole basement. We entertain down there. Like I said, it's a huge play area for the kids and another big bedroom.
And a man cave. That is a wrinkle that is significant that nobody talked about. Like,
because at first I was excited because it was like you guys both said that you enjoy Valentine's Day, so I was like, okay, maybe we can find something. But it's like, no, you're giving up something she loves for your man cave.
Yes.
You're conflating two different things.
But Tiak will attest to this, I think. Having a basement finished is nice.
People are not. It's super nice. It's a closed-off area that no one's allowed to go, and it's my secret sanctum where only I'm allowed to walk in. It's part of the play area where the kids are.
Kenny, you putting a 65-inch down there? Like, we got the plans going already, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
I know, because I was the same way.
Just pump the brakes, everyone.
Okay. Why don't we have you guys hold... April, thank you for that last little piece of information, because I think you were about to get blasted. Like, it didn't seem like that big of a sacrifice. I mean, I can just see the math-minded listeners, right? It's like one day and the next year you get it back or whatever. But
yeah, if that day is so like emotionally important to you, that shouldn't also be like tossed to the side.
hang on, guys. We're going to get...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because and they are saving a lot of money. It sounds like they're doing it. She wants to do it big, so that's because that's what she's used to. That's what they've always done.
Great.
So,
but if it's the we don't know if it's the one day out of the year that she
if she doesn't do anything if she's couponing, dude, she's like you're asking her to sacrifice her favorite day, and she's already doing all the stuff on the side.
Yeah,
she doesn't do Valentine's. 4th of July, her birthday, their first date, their anniversary. She's got one day. But that one day, like $1,000 in a family budget. And I think $1,000, I'm not trying to make people feel bad who can't afford a lot of stuff, but like I've gone out to meals, which is me and my buddy Josh, that were like and if they're buying if he's saying they buy nice gifts, so it's like here's a watch, honey, here's a tennis bracelet, honey. Well, I mean, how much is that? We're in several $1,000s.
Mm-hmm. But it's her one day.
And she's happy.
If you give me the happy wife thing, I'll lose it. All right. They're budgeting, but she doesn't want to budget Valentine's Day out. And she's calling it a... that's dirty pool. What's going on here? Pick a side. Basement or Valentine's. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to solve a great mate debate. We've got April and Kenny. They had a family meeting, agreed on a budget so they could save money for a basement, which we now find out is primarily a man cave.
It's a man corner. It's a man corner of the
Kenny is so bent out of shape. T.I.C. went to check on him, and he's like, the man cave thing is bull. He's so mad about it. But it is, like, okay. Bottom line is...
Everybody keeps incorrectly characterizing it.
Well, okay.
It's a corner of the playroom.
It is a stereotype that the basement with the giant TV is somewhat of a man cave for a reason, because more often than not, you will be found down there with a hand down your pants watching something. And it's like, so it's, but regardless, she's agreed to the budgeting. She's doing great. It's awesome. Yay. But now he's like, by the way, that includes Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Don't plan on doing anything special.
Well, and that's another one. It's not like we're going to just sit and stare at the TV on Valentine's Day. We're still doing something. We're just not doing it as big.
But she believes the Valentine, it's just her Princess Day. It's been that way since she was a kid. So none of us can really...
We heard about the pink mashed potatoes.
God, did we ever.
Yes, we all.
April's just like kicking back at this point. Yeah. She's like, all right, so we're going to get a jury for you guys. Feel free to jump in and argue with them. And let's start with James.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, but I feel there's room to compromise here.
Everyone thinks
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if you take what's the one aspect that would be the biggest thing for her? Probably a present, maybe. You know, eliminate that from the day and double that up next year. And that would be a good compromise.
The whole experience. It's the feelings, the emotions, like the experience of everything.
You just want to be a princess all day.
Yes.
Okay.
Who wouldn't?
Well, I tell you, I'm in a similar situation where we're trying to redo our basement. We're trying to cut back. We do get frugal for on ourselves from time to time, but never an all-out situation. And if it never is an all-out situation, we just think about the bigger picture, and that's the basement.
Okay.
You mean the man cave? All right, thank you. Kim?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I so badly want to be on hers, but I'm on
yes,
his.
Yes, you do. Oh. No, you want to be on my side. You want to call back and change your mind.
Why are you on his side, Kim?
Only for the basis of money aside, does she really want to get dressed up and go out to a nice dinner knowing that he does not want to be there this year and celebrate the way that she wants to? I wouldn't want to sit across from the table dressed up with my husband.
That's a really good point that I did not think of.
Well,
it's not like, I mean, you guys, like, he is very well thanked at the end of the evening, okay?
I'm giving up something, too.
Can I ask a question about that?
No April? Valentine's, no thanks.
Is that real? Like, is there no thank you for the basement? Is it only thank you for Princess Day?
What do you mean?
Like, are you going to shut down operations on the thank you department if you don't get this day?
I won't want to do it on purpose, but maybe there's a mechanical failure that I can't control.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Oh, my God. All right, let's get a couple more people in here. Hunter?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Kind of both of them. So I'm just thinking that, you know, it would be nice for them to go out and have a nice dinner, you know, flowers, whatever. But I feel like the time together is more valuable than getting gifts and spending all the money, especially since this basement is going to be a present for both of them. And especially with elementary school kids, then you can go out and have this valuable time together.
I'm just saying, you go out and spend, I've spent hundreds of dollars on a meal, and then 20 some hours later, it's gone.
Yeah.
A 65-inch TV hanging on the wall.
But you have the experience. 2 years later,
you're still Netflixing. Like,
yeah. But what about the afterwards? That's also gone pretty quick. The thank you. I still want it.
I mean, you know? You guys, for 364 days of the year, I am not asking for anything. I am already sacrificing so much. Why can't I get my own way and share this experience that always brings me complete joy?
Okay. Let's get one more person in here. Donna.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on Kenny's side.
Oh, boy.
Kenny's side.
Why?
Approaching 38 years of marriage this Saturday.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's compromised. You can still just drive yourself to a restaurant. Maybe not a five-star restaurant.
So Princess on a budget.
Speak in my language, Donna.
Yeah, I've heard Waffle House is doing a real thing. There's a whole Waffle House experience.
I'd go to that.
And maybe you can get a truck driver to drive you home. I don't know if you're catching the drift. There's been a couple of people, April, saying compromise, but anybody who did pick a side picked his side.
Yeah, no,
love you, honey.
That's not okay.
I love you.
I love you too. But we have to talk about this further because
that's not how this works. You lost
the Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.